He's no stranger to being number one, and now Sir Cliff Richard is hoping to find the number one tennis star of the future. He's putting his name to a new tennis initiative in schools across the country designed to get children more involved in the sport and for coaches to spot potential champions. First stop, St. Bede's Catholic Primary School in Basingstoke.
The idea is that we're taking tennis to the nation and to the nation of kids. It's yes, it would be wonderful if we found a tennis champion, someone that was at Wimbledon and wins it, but a lot of kids have the natural gift to play various types of games. Unless it's nurtured, of course, it just remains dormant. So, you know, when my trail heads to a school as it is now in Basingstoke, or has been in Basingstoke, then some child there might have some hidden gift, and if it's nurtured and trained, you know, you never can tell.
Bend your legs and grab hold of your feet.
The scheme also equips children with new skills.
Hand-eye coordination, ball skills, racket skills. But I think the main emphasis is on the fun and making the kids want to play again and introduce as many new kids to the game as we can, kids that have had very little, if any, previous opportunity to play tennis.
I didn't really like tennis at first, but now I really like it.
We just did basic skills with the tennis racket and ball.
How good are you?
Not very good.
Who's your favourite tennis player?
Venus.
I like doing the training and keeping the ball bouncing up.
Sir Cliff Richard is no stranger to tennis. He supported the pro celebrity match with Britain's Sue Barker as far back as 1983. But it's the future of the game that concerns one of pop's biggest superstars.
Hopefully we'll forge on, and yes, maybe we will find. Maybe Basingstoke will supply us with a new Pete Sampras.
A further 9 schools across Basingstoke will now be getting the chance. Kerry Johnston for Meridian Tonight.